We might call it an accidentally Asian romantic comedy. That's the tagline of a new play opening in Vancouver tonight. It's called Twisting Fortunes. We'll speak to the creators in just a moment, but first, a sample.
Look, Asians making out in public? They must be Japanese. No, wait, Americans.
Yeah, where's hinterland who's who when you need them? Gotta admit, though, I'm not a fan of PDAs either.
Palm pilots?
Public displays of affection.
Maybe they're cantopop stars.
Will you come off this already? They're a smoochy couple who happen to be Asian.
Right. Look, whenever I see an Asian couple in matching colors walking toward me on the street, I always perk my ears up. And you know what? More times than not, they're speaking something other than English. You know, this whole Asian-Canadian brotherhood or sisterhood? Complete farce.
What? You can't get a date and you blame the ASCAN nation?
ASCAN?
Asian Canadians? ASCAN for short. You know, it's like Canlit.
Yeah, okay, I get it. But it's like calling yourself a toilet.
I was thinking more along the lines of can of whoop ass. Lighten up! So, what do you have against Asian chicks anyway?
That's a scene from Twisting Fortunes that opens tonight here in Vancouver at the Playwrights Theatre Center. Grace Chin is the co-writer, producer, and female lead. And Charlie Cho is co-writer and co-producer. We also know him as one of our associate producers here at CBC Radio. Good morning. Welcome both.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Twisting Fortunes. Charlie, what's it all about?
It is about a couple people. They fall in like easily enough, but they find the relationship a little bit more complicated than that. So it's a very Vancouver story. Takes place in a lot of places familiar to people, like Yale Town restaurants, Main Street cafes, riding the bus, that kind of thing.
And Grace, it's revolves around two central characters, Ray Chow and Jesse Lee Young. Tell us more about them.
We try to make them as every man and every woman as possible. They're really composites of people that we know, including ourselves.
We plagiarize each other's lives.
Yes, a lot. I guess that one good way to look at them is as the movie Garden State. They're basically late 20-something, early 30-something, searching for the meaning of life.
And as an audience, we get to sort of eavesdrop on the conversation.
Yes, it's a very we hope to make it as voyeuristic an experience as possible, as if the audience, as an audience member, you're sitting in Solly's Bagels and you overhear these nice people hash through their relationship. Except in this case, it takes place over 3 months.
How important is the setting of Vancouver?
It's our lives, really. And in a way, it's probably the only place, well, one of the few places in Canada where this kind of story can happen, in the sense that these are very comfortable Chinese Canadians. Other minor characters are a South Asian reporter from television. There's a quarter Japanese bisexual writer. You know,
what?
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of like a Dean Cain, you know.
a quarter Japanese bisexual. Okay.
That's right. Okay. So, and they all, you know, they're all just kind of a little bit of cafe, restaurant culture, a lot of chatting, a lot of eating, and a lot of sexual tension.
What inspired you to write this story, Grace?
Basically, living in Vancouver did. Living in Vancouver and my experience of being an Asian Canadian living in Vancouver and an Asian Canadian living in Vancouver and working in the film and television industry and also as a creative professional, as a writer.
In terms of perception, part of that, right?
Yes, in terms of the wider societal perception of Asian Canadians in the media, we just kind of felt that there was a bit of a disconnect between how people perceive Asian Canadians in popular media as opposed to how they actually perceive them in real life. And that was something that we wanted to address with this play. That, you know, showing Asian Canadians as just regular people that have their lives and such, as opposed to, you know, such and such television episode, like the Chinatown episode. So we just wanted to show reality for what it was.
How much of your own experience did you draw on in writing it, Charlie?
A lot of it. I mean, for example, the clip that we heard was actually a conversation, you know, the whole ASCAN thing was actually something that Grace and I just had sitting in Danny's on Davie. And I had the exact same response. It's like, but it's like calling yourself a toilet. This is great. You know, I mean, yes, I mean, I'm not a radio reporter like Ray is, but I mean, you know, he works for the BBC. So, and the opening scene is actually, a flash mob that happened a few years ago at, London Drugs, which JJ Lee, another one of our colleagues, covered for the afternoon show with Catherine. So, you know, there's definitely parts of that going on.
Now, Gracie, I understand you tested a few scenes with focus groups. What kind of feedback did you get?
Most of it was, well, was, yes, fairly positive, but it had to do with the way the play ended, I guess. Some people were
Well, don't tell us the ending.
Well, no, some people felt that it wasn't happy enough.
Some people were hungry for more.
Yes, and some people were just concerned that maybe it was just a little too un-Hollywood.
And what do you want people to take away from this play, Charlie?
Well, I want people to see how complicated or how interesting and how full, you know, the search for happiness and love in Vancouver is all about. And hopefully they'll be able to come away with that.
Well, break a leg, you two.
Thank
you. Good luck with it. Opens tonight. Charlie Cho, co-creator and co-producer of Twisting Fortunes, and Grace Chin, co-writer, co-producer, and the female lead. The play opens tonight at the Playwrights Theatre Center on Granville Island, runs through Friday. And for more ticket information, visit their website at playwrightstheater.com. That's playwrightstheater.com. But wait, we got a pair of tickets to give away right now to the first caller who gives us a buzz at 604-669-3733. Give us a call at 604-669-3733 if you want to see Twisting Fortunes.